debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com. Welcome to the very exclusive, the most exclusive thing we do, our little podcast. We'll be doing several of these this week. I think Lummy and I got one scheduled. We got a bunch of shit to do this week.
Yeah, we do.
This is like, we're paying for the 2 days we took off last week. We got an extracurricular activity today. That's gonna be kind of fun.
Did you see what people said in the chat?
No.
Hope you guys enjoy your day at the fair.
Yeah. This is the furthest thing from the fair. I was thinking, Blitz, it doesn't... I don't think I should really say anything.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, but I can...
But it's not the fair, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Today's the last day of the fair, so that's why they were saying that.
I wish we were going to the fair.
Oh, no, we don't. No. This is where all the kids are...
Today the kids. Oh, it's because they're off of school. Off. Right.
Yeah. So today you definitely don't
buy one, ride 50 for free or something like that. Yeah. You know, something bullshit like that. Is it me or is it the fair like not as long as it used to be?
It is not.
It's not.
It used to be like, I remember when came here, like in 92. I mean, it was like literally almost over 2 weeks.
Yeah, it was a few weeks because they used to always do fireworks on like either Fridays or both. I think Fridays and Saturdays, and there was like a few weekends of that.
Yeah, I can remember several times. But like, have you gone to the fair yet? And be like, no. Well, you still got another week.
Yeah,
you know, shit like that.
Yeah, today's last day.
Good. Get the fuck out of here. You know, fairs.
Take all your cotter pins and get out of here.
Yeah, take all your cotter pins and get out of here. Although we probably would have gotten some pretty good.
I agree.
Footage on the deal.
If we had time, it was fun when we went last time.
Let me. How'd your goat report go yesterday?
Good. It went really well.
Any new things that are happening out back? I haven't walked back there in a while.
It's been rain. I can tell you that one, but
we do need rain.
No.
We needed some lawnmower action too.
Yes, I'm going to get on that this week.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Maybe next week.
It's dry season has started, so.
Well, no, because since we're not going tomorrow to where we were going to go, mm-hmm. I just planned on right after the stuff. Just you know,
maybe
the front yard.
Is Wednesday good for you?
Yeah, Wednesday. Tuesday, Wednesday are good. Thursday I can't do, and Friday isn't good.
All right, so just
Wednesday.
Let's plan on Wednesday if we could. Yeah, if we could do it.
No
all right.
Problem. Yeah.
There's this report Anna sent me today, and it says that teenage girls are being forced to have sex at the highest level ever seen. And that 12%, according to the questionnaire, was completed by students in 2021, making the list, marking the first, the questionnaire was completed by students in 2021, making the first of these studies to show the impact of COVID-19 pandemic on teen behavior and victimization. Researchers report. Now, are they saying...
I think this is all... I don't want to say it's all bullshit, but it's like, oh, everyone stayed home and no one knows how to interact with each other. And also, Zoomers aren't having sex because they all have autism. But also, they're all being raped, too.
Right.
What? Well, are they talking about people in the home, like dads up to no good, or is it...
Results revealed a disturbing 14% of female high school students said that they'd been forced into sex without giving consent, compared to 12% 10 years ago.
That is a grossly high number of being forced into sex, especially when you're asking teenage girls. It's like, okay, maybe they just regret that.
Is it? I think it's more like talked into. And not
persuaded.
Yeah, you know, like here's the deal. You're with the girl, you're 14, 15, 16, and she's the same. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys are in the same class.
Sure.
And, you know, I would assume the courtship is similar.
Yeah.
Than it was when I was around. But obviously now you have the advent
I think it's more advanced, but yes.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, at one time or another, you have to physically be together and have a conversation about fucking. You know, now you can have that. The one advantage that students or kids have now is that you can have a whole bunch of pre-conversations electronically about it that you couldn't have before, and kind of warming up to the deal.
And you know, you can be more bold over text than to someone's face.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, you have that advantage that we didn't have, because we really had to, you know, like, talk to Lori Howard and say,
well, no, hey, you had to call her on her phone and her dad answered, and then you had to ask to talk to her. So,
right.
you're already dealing with that.
Or if you didn't have the balls to do that, you'd see her at school nonetheless.
Yep. Sure.
And you'd flirt like a motherfucker with her, and then you'd get a bearing as to how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd send a letter to her. Your best friend, Larry Plummer, would give her a little piece of paper and said, will you go with me, yes or no?
Fold it up like a triangle.
Fold it up like a triangle, and she'd give it back, and there'd be a big fucking no on the deal. I didn't need a fucking, you know, Bumble or an Instagram or a fucking...
And she filled in the bubble all the way so that there was no confusion.
Oh, yeah, big fucking no.
Or
if they would say yes, then that would kind of open your door to start talking to
going
her.
Going steadier.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That's what they called it when I was a kid, going with.
Yeah.
They'd be like, hey, you know what? Did you hear Bubba's going with Lori?
You were allowed to hold her hand.
Yes. That's all it meant.
Yeah.
Hold her hand.
And get your huskies.
Shut up, Lummy. Get priming my fucking huskies into it. But when you were going with somebody, then you were holding their hand. That's it.
Wearing a Letterman jacket or whatever.
Well, that's
later on.
That's later on. Really? I'm talking like people started going with each other like in fifth grade.
Okay. Mm. Well, I mean,
in my school, people started dating, going together, and it was nothing more than just seeing each other at school and holding hands.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't know if you can hold hands in fifth grade today.
Not because of the vid.
Because of the COVID, right?
Yeah.
You can hold hands, but you got to have a mask and fucking gloves on.
Yeah.
Right?
Goggles.
Yeah. And so, hazmat suit.
So then, and so in the progression of where I grew up, so fifth and sixth grade was elementary school. Then seventh grade started middle school. And middle school was 7 and 8. And then freshman high, this is unlike any other school system I've ever seen. Then freshman had its own school. And then high school was 10, 11, and 12. Well, sexually, here's how it worked at Warsaw High. Fourth grade, you start kind of liking chicks. Mm. We had a few gay guys.
In fourth grade?
Well, just feminine gay guy. Like, guys.
I don't even think I had that growing up.
No, hold on. Like, not gay, but they weren't into, like, anything manly.
Like, all their friends were chicks.
Yes, and they were like, you know, I can remember this one guy. His name was Greg Thornsberry. He actually tried out for cheerleading.
Oh, nice.
Now, this motherfucker, Greg.
But how old was he there, though?
Sixth grade.
Oh. Hmm.
And I can remember, like, it was nothing exactly what his cheer was. And all of us guys, as a rib, voted him in. And the school wouldn't let him.
Really?
Yeah. He said, open up the barn door, kick out the hay, all for Madison, hip, hip, hooray. Mm. And he was the homeliest looking, skinny, nerdy looking kid. And me and Larry Plummer and Bart Hanif and Chris Stein were all like, listen, let's vote in Greg Thornsberry as a rib, and they wouldn't he had to win because all of us voted for him.
Right.
And then they did the cheerleader, like, you know how back in the, I don't know, back in the day or not with you guys, like if you'd make a team or something, they would post it on a board.
Yeah.
And you'd go and look on the board and see if you made the team or not, right?
Yeah.
With your name?
Yeah.
So like, we had like a student ID number and they tried to make it anonymous.
See,
like
back
that.
Then they didn't give a fuck. Yeah. It's like, you know what, Clem? You suck at. Like, I remember, Lummy, I got cut from the basketball team, but I made it clear to the final cut. So they had like 40 boys that tried out, then they made it down to 20, and then they made it down to 12, right?
Yeah.
Well, I made the first cut. So I'm like, fuck, I'm going to make the team. Well, I didn't make the team. But Anna, like, they pretty much just put the names out there, calling everybody else a fucking loser.
Yep.
Yeah.
So they did, you know, cheerleading squad will be posted at, you know, 1 o'clock today after lunch. Well, every girl and Greg Thornsberry went down there, and they're all like, oh, yeah. And then some of them were kind of upset, the bigger girls who didn't make it. And Greg Thornsberry was so upset. And I swear to God, me and Larry was like, Greg, we voted for, all of us guys voted for you. He goes, I know you did, Bubba Clem, but they obviously didn't. So there's like a big conspiracy theory there. So this is how it went. So like fourth grade, you kind of started liking chicks, or I guess if you're Greg, guys maybe. Mm-hmm. But then like in fifth grade, I don't know, in between like your fourth and fifth grade, like that's when you kind of, if you were going to have a girlfriend, you could have one then.
Yeah, it was like I had one, but like literally it was like the school girlfriend.
It was
like,
that's it. I think it entailed this, holding her hand and maybe hanging out with her at recess. That's it.
Yeah, I think it was like third or fourth grade, and like our parents took us to the movies and let us sit by ourselves, but they were like two rows behind us.
Oh, we didn't get any of that shit.
I didn't have anything until I was 27.
Well,
Hold on. That's all it was, though. And as soon as the movie was over, you went to your parents and they took you home.
Like, yeah, but I didn't even get that.
No, hold on, Blitz. We didn't even get that. We had at school girlfriends.
Okay.
That's it. Then we got to be seventh graders, and then that's where it really. See, like back when you were in fifth grade, you couldn't even. Like, I wasn't even jacking off back then.
No.
So, like, I didn't even know, like, I mean, holding the hand was, that's, like, I didn't know
that's how babies were made.
I didn't know that, you know, she was going to eventually, in a couple years, wrap her hand around my wiener and make it spit. I mean, I didn't know any of that.
Jesus.
I mean, I didn't know what a vagina was or a pair of tits. I knew what they were, but
pair
I didn't
what?
A pair of tits.
It's hard in third grade when no one has them yet.
Yeah, so, well, there were some girls in fifth and sixth.
Okay,
yeah,
let's watch our language.
That had some tits.
You were also that age. There,
yes.
Well, yeah.
Hold on.
We'll just reiterate.
Back in 1976,
when I was
in fifth grade, girls had tits.
Okay. We are talking about fifth grade tits.
Girls had tits in 76 when I was in fifth grade.
Yes. Okay.
So, fourth, fifth grade. So, then Blitz in seventh grade is where you really, you learn how to jack off.
Yeah.
And you knew that there was a payoff to this girlfriend deal. Before, you're just thinking, man, we're cool. You know, she's pretty. I like her. Maybe a kiss.
Yeah.
Like, not even a tongue deal,
yeah,
but like maybe, like kind of the way you kiss your mom goodnight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe. Well, seventh grade, it opened up because, one, your hormones are going wild, and then, two, you've learned how to jack off.
Right.
And then, three, you actually had instances where you could be really alone with this girl. So this is how it worked. Blitz, they had... For the high school football games, they had these fan buses. So for 7th, 8th, and 9th, for students who didn't have their driver's license.
But they could travel with them.
You could get, they would bring, they have like four fan buses.
7th was in high school?
Yeah, 7th was middle school.
Oh.
So when the high school football team played on Friday, your mom or dad could drop you off at the high school. And you could get on the fan bus.
Oh, wow, okay. Oh, okay, I gotcha.
And as long as you were a student, it didn't cost nothing. You know, your mom and dad would send you like $3 or $4 because you could go to the concession stand.
Yeah.
During away games, you could get on the fan bus.
Okay.
And ride, and there was, you know, the bus driver and one teacher chaperone.
Did they put the cheerleaders on there? Because that's what they did at ours.
Well, if you were a cheerleader for 7th and 8th grade.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you would try to get in the back of the bus, and if you had a girlfriend... That's when you'd like try to make out, try to finger her, you know, all that. And by the way, Anna, you had about a 99% not completion ratio. You know, like, like, you know, you could like maybe put your hand on her pussy. Like maybe. She'd never touch her cock. And you could and you could make out. You really didn't get your cock touched till about 10th grade.
Really?
Yeah. Girls just didn't touch cock back then.
I remember, I think it was like 8th grade or so when I like got to like go honk honk on a pair of boobs.
Yeah.
But like it like you felt t-shirt and bra. Like, like it was so dumb, but it was like the best thing ever.
Right. Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. And you went home and jacked off 46 times to it.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. You just sat here and jacked off. Said,
you felt,
yeah,
you felt fabric, wire, and a bunch of other crap. You didn't feel anything else.
Maybe some toilet paper stuffing.
Right.
Now, when did you, did you get your dick touched for the first time?
It was quite a bit later.
Mine was like a junior where I got my dick touched.
Yep.
And the minute she touched it, it was everywhere. It was gone. It was done.
No, of course. Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the minute she touched it, because you yearned.
Of course.
Just think about how many thousands of times you jacked off wanting a girl to touch your dick. Mm-hmm. So the minute a girl touches your dick,
game over.
The party's over.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like even pre-ejaculation.
Right.
The pre-cum?
Yeah, it was like. So, you know, so the fan buses were like the first opportunity for you to like be alone with a girl. And then the teachers would kind of like every once in a while turn the lights on and, you know, like kind of try to monitor it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd play chicken with a girl where you put your hand on her leg and you go chicken. She'd say no. Then you'd move it down closer and she'd say no. And then you'd get it right on her pussy and she'd say chicken. But, you know, you'd at least get it on her pussy.
Yeah.
Right.
That's about all you got. And then in ninth grade, you know, wasn't really, I was pretty much just kind of the same.
Mm-hmm.
But then 10th grade is when you could start maybe getting a little something.
Started touching
something.
The cocks, apparently.
You could get the cock touch.
Mm, nice.
But still not really fucking.
No.
No, not really fucking.
You'd hear about it.
Yeah. And then senior year, you know, I didn't even really fuck. You know, like I'd gotten a little bit ahead. And I'd fingered a girl or two, but no fucking.
No.
Like, I went through high school. I didn't get fucked.
Wow. Hmm. Like, what a loser.
No, don't. You were 27, bitch.
I know.
I've already been through 3,000 ladies by then.
I know.
Fuck. 27?
Well, no, 27 till I had, like, a real boyfriend. But...
All right, when's the first time you got, like, when was the first time a cock was in your pussy?
Oh, my God.
Hold on. This is the forum for us
to talk about. Yeah, answer it right now.
You're hitting them fresh walls.
Yeah, I mean, when is the first time a bulbous head of a penis was inside of your vaginal walls, up and down like a fucking diesel 7.3 piston?
Yeah.
Wow.
Bam, 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 bam. Well, probably you were so, you know, tight that the guy couldn't even get it in, and he nutted.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
Listen, why do I got to be the only guy to talk about the naughty stuff? Why can't you talk about the naughty stuff?
I don't think I have a lot of naughty stuff to talk about.
Okay, so when was the first time that you had a penis?
When did I lose my virginity?
Yeah, when did you have a penis?
When did you have a penis inside of your vagina? We'll be technical.
All right. I think I lost my virginity. I was almost 24.
Really? Do you remember how it all went down?
Yeah.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. They slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's horrible.
Is it, I mean, it was
not because like he raped me. I was like, this is.
I don't want to go any further. If you were raped,
no.
Okay, so you were not raped.
No.
Just say yes.
Then,
just say yes.
I was so raped.
This will all go away, Anna.
Then we must proceed because you told the truth to begin with.
Yeah.
So what happened when you're 24? You're in college. Might be out of college.
Yeah,
for all I know.
I graduated. I was 2 years out of college, Bubba.
Fuck, you were stingy with that pussy.
Yeah. So and I went to the University of Casual Sex and Beer. That's what UCSB stands for. So I got out alive.
But here's what you would do, I think you told me, is that you'd go to all these parties and make out with all these dudes, kind of faking the funk that you were like to fuck.
I was very insecure that I was a virgin because nobody around me was. I had like maybe one or two girlfriends that were, but you know, we all came from good wholesome homes and had dads in our lives, but all my other friends were just, they would lose their virginity at like a frat house, and I was like, that can't be me.
Right.
So,
which we appreciate that.
Yeah. So it was, I was very insecure about people thinking I was like a weirdo virgin. So I would try to conceal it by,
you would try to kind of slut
dressing up. Yeah. Like kind of like
slut,
a hoe.
Fake slut.
Yeah.
Yeah. The blue ball slut.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. Okay. When's the first time that you had a bare penis in your hand?
Oh, you had bear penises in your hand?
Well, not a fucking four-legged bear.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking
that's
about
bestiality.
A,
and dangerous.
I'm talking about a man's penis, with no underwears, just, you know, nude. When's the last time? The last time was probably this morning.
Right.
The first time that you actually had a penis in your hand.
Maybe 21 or 22.
And, like, do you remember that? How, like, what preceded?
It may have even been later. I don't think it was really, like, a significant event that stuck with me. My first kiss was, like, the most traumatic thing ever.
Can you tell us that?
Yeah.
Tell us. It's always me blabbing back here. People want to hear your shit.
Oh, there was this boy I met during
at 21.
By the way, because this is a podcast, no one see. Bubba's got his legs on the console. He's kicked back in his chair.
Yeah, I am.
He's gonna fall asleep.
I'm relaxing. I'm like,
no,
yeah.
I know. But when you start getting into stories, and you'll kick back like that.
Oh, yeah,
when we're not on air. Or video.
Genuinely enjoying
this. You
had a busy
this. Weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
feeling
I got
good.
A busy take weekend, it, and I got a busy
let's
week
talk about
too.
It.
Today too is gonna be busy. Anyway, this isn't a boy. This is a man. If it's 21.
No, my first kiss was 18.
Okay, so how did
but I don't
go?
Think I kissed anyone else for like 3 more years.
Tongue?
I think there maybe was a little. It was. So, I felt bad for him. I was like, "This
just
is because
you were so awkward."
Well, I didn't know what I was doing, and I was so afraid. Like I was shaking because I was sober, which was stupid.
Was it like your senior year?
No, it was my freshman year in college.
All right,
and I had briefly met this guy who I thought was super cute.
Right.
During orientation, college orientation. And I just remember seeing him and we chatted a little bit because we were like in a small group. And I remember thinking, I'm never going to see this motherfucker again because there's like, what, 20,000, you know, new freshmen coming in.
They had
10 different dorms and all over UCSB.
You're never going to see this guy again.
Never going to see him again. Well, he ended up being like in my, not only in my dorm, but one of my best friends, like her neighbor, because they were like co-ed halls.
Right.
And so I saw him, and I remember the first time he said hi to me, I almost like fucking dropped my food. Like I was so fucking nervous and afraid. Like it was terrifying. It was horrible.
Just on a high?
Yeah, he said, oh, hi. And I went, ah, like I almost like dropped my food. I felt like the adrenaline like go through my veins to my fingertips. Like I was horrified.
That was your early hormone showing you that you yearned for his tongue.
Right. And okay. So I actually got a Facebook account. I thought Facebook was super stupid, but they're like, you know, that guy's on Facebook. So I got on Facebook and waited till I got like 50 or 60 friends. And then I requested him as a friend.
Right. Then what happened?
Because we had mutual friends, you know. And one night I was hanging with my friend who was his neighbor. And he came in and he was super drunk. And he was like trying to like hit on me. And I was like, I'm not going to have my first kiss be with someone who's drunk. I want them to actually like me. So I gave him my number. I said, like, call me tomorrow when you're sober. And the motherfucker did.
All right. And so he calls you.
This is the day or week before Thanksgiving. So I'm about to leave to go from Santa Barbara to
San Diego. How far past orientation was this?
Like probably 3 months.
So orientation was probably in August? Like June. And this was in November.
Okay.
So I've been like working on this.
But school started in like September. So September, October, November.
Yeah, I'm already
you're like 90 days into knowing to this dude.
Well, I mean, I would see him sporadically and it was the night before. So I give him my number because I didn't want to like make out drunk. Like I didn't know how. And I was like, he doesn't like me. I didn't want to feel like I was being used or something.
Right. And then you thought he'd never call you back.
Right.
But he called you back the next
day. I wrote my number on his like hand or something. Like it wasn't even a piece of paper and it was on his hand. And I'm like, oh, he's going to wash it off. Like whatever.
Sure.
Motherfucker texted me or called me and he's like, where are you? I want to say goodbye. And I'm like, oh, you remembered? And then I was like, started to absolutely freak the fuck out.
Freaking out.
What am I going to do? I don't even know how to kiss anything.
Like,
I've never kissed anything.
Like, God forbid that somebody likes you and you don't even know how to kiss.
I don't know how to kiss.
You don't know how to kiss?
I don't know how to kiss.
Did you ask your girlfriends, like, how do you kiss?
Well, it's a little late because he's on his way
to the house.
To my dorm room to say goodbye.
Right. For the holiday.
For the holiday.
Okay. Now, are you at this point freaked the fuck out?
I'm freaked the fuck out. I'm changing my shirt 1,000 times. I don't even know what I'm
trying to make them titties look a little bigger.
Well, just I'm like, I was not looking cute, and I'm trying to look cute in about 4 minutes.
Right.
So
all I gotta do is let that hair down
back.
And brush
I'm
those teeth.
I'm sweating so bad. Sweating so bad. I like taking paper towels.
Put on some yoga pants and some
I don't think yoga pants were really a thing back then. This is like 2005.
All right. So anyway, he's headed that way.
Yeah. I'm like, oh God.
Now, is your roommate already gone?
Yeah, she's gone.
So it's just you and him.
Sometimes
to say
she was
goodbye.
Sleeping, but you couldn't tell because she was, you know, Asian. But
right,
yeah.
So Johnny first kiss.
Yeah.
Knocks on the door.
I'm like, oh hey, like I'm sounding real fucking stupid.
Right.
Hey, like I don't even know how to stand. I don't know how to flirt. I don't know how to do anything. Never held a guy's hand. I don't know what I'm doing. Help! Help! I wanted to run away, but I didn't.
But you didn't.
I didn't.
So what happened?
So he like confidently like sat on my bed and I was just like casually listening. I think I was listening to like fucking ELO or something stupid.
Hell yeah.
I don't know.
Bring me down.
Yeah, I think it was Evil Woman. I think that song was playing. Because at this point, I was trying to be like, oh, I listen to old music. Yeah, like, I like to be real cool. Music.
Completely posing out.
Absolutely, right. Bubs. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I also thought that I was like a pothead. I was smoking weed wrong. Fucking, no, nothing.
Right.
Just didn't know what the fuck I was doing. Right. Still smoke weed wrong.
Just straight posing.
Just, you know, I bought one hemp necklace, so I'm like, oh, now I'm a hippie. Right. I had no fucking clue. Right. But, you know, I was 18.
Did not fuck, didn't know how to kiss, didn't know how to flirt.
I didn't know how to hold a hand. My right. palms were sweaty. Mom's right. spaghetti. It was bad.
I have like an Eminem show. Yeah, my palms were sweaty.
I didn't want him to hold my hand because it was so fucking clammy. I'm right. like, this I don't know what to do. So I don't
there.
Know what to do.
He's there.
Yeah, he's there. And I think I even made a noise like that.
That's sexy.
Because mm-hmm. yeah. I was so scared. Well, I
liked it. You're probably trying to subconsciously run him out, run him off.
Probably.
All right.
I'm a big fan of self-sabotage.
So then what?
It's my bread and butter. So he sat on my bed like confidently because he's like,
I just want to let you know, man, I'm going to say goodbye to you and everything. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he was a skater boy?
Yeah.
He was.
You can have a good vacation. You know what I'm saying? And when we get back, I'll see you again. You know what I'm saying there, sister?
Wow, this is like the 1970s.
So what's he saying?
Hey, man, groovy.
I don't know.
Hey, man, you want to fucking hang 10, dude?
Yeah, rad.
Man, rad.
I just remember him being like, come here. And I was like, and then he had me like he was sitting with his legs like slightly apart and he had me and he's like, come here. And he like kind of like not forcibly grabbed my face, but like cradled my head and like kissed me. And I was like, oh my God, I think I failed. Like I failed the exam. That was horrible. I'm freaking out. I don't know what I'm doing.
Now, how long was it?
The kiss?
Yeah, like 30
or maybe
seconds.
He was maybe in my room for like, if I were to venture
guess. Fuck the room. Like, how long was his tongue in your mouth?
I don't even know if it was like a legit tongue. It was like a peck and then a kind of little bit of tongue, but I got scared because I didn't know what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So not very long.
He was looking for a goodbye BJ.
Right.
Yeah.
He was looking for a goodbye fucking ball.
Poor guy.
Double ball sucking.
Yeah, it was.
He was wanting a teabag. Yeah.
Double ball sucking.
He was wanting to fucking dip the teabag.
Yeah, sure was. But
and he barely got a French.
Yeah.
Fucking guy got ripped off.
Yeah.
He went home and said, my Thanksgiving sucks. So it's a teabag this bitch at noon, and I got blue balls from that bitch.
You made your point.
I got kissed as if she was saying goodnight to her grandma.
Yep.
Fucking bitch.
Yeah, I'm giving my bubby more action than
my
that.
My balls are bluer than shit right now.
Okay.
So he kisses you. Yeah. What happens then? He leaves.
Just
are you
a
on
few times, maybe.
Oh,
that. And he like walks me. I was going home with my friend Beth. And so he helped me take my stuff down to Beth's car.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of
gentlemanly.
And then,
yeah, I said goodbye. I think maybe there was a peck or something. And then I think I just, like, absolutely melted and, like, could
now,
not.
Now, were you completely, like, completely love-struck all holiday long because you're like, oh, my God.
It was, like, love. It was just, like, I was
smitten.
I was infatuated.
Like, smitten, if you will.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, and he texted me a few times over break, and I would just, like, my heart would stop, because I had zero experience with boys, so I didn't know what I was doing.
So from there, what happened? You guys come back?
I come back.
Do you guys pick it up right where it left off?
I think he came over to my room one time, and we made out for, like, an hour,
okay.
And then after that, he was, like, not interested, which, fair enough.
Just because your tongue was probably
yeah,
was
I mean,
like
you got to think he's in
an applesauce like, jar.
Yeah, he's in a freaking you know a university where there's 20,000 undergrads and most of them will fuck you on the first night.
And he's good looking.
And he was very attractive.
And you're a horrible kisser.
Horrible kisser.
No head. No
yeah,
ass.
Nothing. So
no
he's
titties.
Just like fuck this. So I saw him at a party and he like kind of ignored me and it upset. And I was like, oh man, that hurts my feelings. But you know, I was over it.
All right. So that was guy one. Who was guy two?
I don't think I kissed another guy for 3 years.
For real?
Yeah. I was fucked
but
up.
But lots of chicks.
Yeah, made out with all the chicks.
You did?
No, I didn't, you stupid idiot.
I don't believe it.
That would have been high.
Right.
You would have got a good reputation, at least being a naughty girl.
Right, right.
So like, when we haven't got to the point where you lost your virginity.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have to fast forward a few years.
All right, so 27.
It was like almost 24.
Okay, 24.
Yeah.
Is it a guy you're dating?
Yeah, I was kind of dating for about 4 or 5 months or so.
Right, this guy?
Not this guy.
Just
a different. I was in Australia.
Did you ever see that guy again?
Yeah. Yeah, I would see him. He was friends with.
Did you ever date him or anything,
no,
or was that it?
Oh no, I never dated him.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, so you got. So you got. You lost your virginity in a whole other continent.
I sure did.
Wow,
yeah.
that's a pretty pimp. I can't even. I mean, I've you know.
Was it?
Fuck 10,000 women. I can't say that.
To be honest with you, and I know this sounds like terrible, but like I just wanted to get it over with. I was getting to the age where I'm like, I'm
did
now a weirdo.
Did you come?
No, I didn't fucking.
Well, Jesus, why are you getting so mad at me?
I was like, it was not fucking fun.
I feel like I'm talking to a girl from Jersey. No, I didn't fucking come. Like, my God. No. Jesus, I'm just
asking. And guess what? It was such, not a bad
answer. I'm in the Dana over there.
I'm in the question asking business, sweetie. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was so, again, traumatic, not because of him, but because of me and my own issues and shit, that I didn't have sex for another 3 years after that, too.
All right, so but like so the, we're gonna probably end this segment with the whole program with you losing your virginity.
Yeah.
So how does that happen? You're in Australia,
mm-hmm.
and you're probably working a bartending.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't meet him at that bar. I met him somewhere else.
Right, but a customer nonetheless.
I mean. I met him at a bar while I was a patron at that bar as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then what?
Yeah. You know, we exchanged numbers, went on a few dates. I found out he lied significantly about his age, which, well, I don't know if it was significantly, but kind of.
He said he was how much and he was really how much?
I think he told me he was 27 or 28. I was 23 at the time. And then I found out he was like 33 or 34.
Who cares?
I mean, I don't know. I was always like, I don't want
to cry yourself asleep tonight because you fucked a 33-year-old instead of a 27-year-old. I mean,
but to me, it was
yourself,
like,
you've been crying yourself asleep because you're not getting enough dick.
You're right. Now that I thank
stop
you for
trying to blame, stop trying to blame it on some numbers game. It's just straight volume, sweetheart.
Right.
So anyway, go ahead. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. But, yeah, I saw he like left his passport somewhere, and I like picked it up and looked at it. And I'm like, "You're not fucking 28."
Yeah, this is after you already fucked him. So
no, no, no,
you couldn't do math.
I don't think maybe it was after. I can't remember, but I just remember being like, "I thought you were," and then he just went, "Oh yeah, like oh yeah, I'm 33, 34."
How did he take that flower for the first time?
I think it was more like I decided that I was getting to the point where I thought that something was wrong with me.
Well,
like, I
think
my dad had even approached me and was like, why have you never dated anyone? You're like 22, 23, yeah,
and at that point, he was like 400,000 deep.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, your dad's, you know, half a million deep.
Half a million women deep,
deflowered
right?
a half a million
exactly.
deep.
Exactly. Yeah, and my mom, you know, told me about stories that she'd date people when she was 15, 16, and here I am almost 24, and I've never dated anyone. And my dad was like, what the fuck's going on with you? You know, he could have handled it maybe a little bit more gently, but, you know, it was my dad. That's kind of how he handled things. So I think I started getting in my head about, like, what the fuck is wrong with me? Like, why can't I not, like, close the deal on anything? But I didn't want to do anything with anyone that I wasn't, you know, in a relationship or didn't know, or did in a drunken stupor.
You really do have very strong morals.
Moral convictions.
You do, and that's very great. That's a good thing to have.
Yeah.
You don't give in easily.
No, and I mean I can't tell you how many times I've been fucked up in my life, especially in college. I was binge drinking 2 to 3 nights a week, and I never fucking did anything I regretted, or, you know, this whole like, oh, I blacked out, I don't know what the fuck happened. That's never fucking happened to me, and I've had so much alcohol over the course of my life.
I blacked out on the grater Friday night and almost hit the wall.
But I believe it.
Oh my God.
Thursday night blitz. I go and I take my medicine and I'm on the grater, and finally Billy has to come because he's watching me, and I cannot. I'm like zigzagging on the grater.
On Thursday night?
Yeah. He comes and gets me and goes, I think you're sleeping under the influence. And that blitz, that'll kill you. I mean, yeah. So anyway, fuck that. So anyway, Anna, so this guy, you know, he
was a good guy. And, you know, even though he lied about his age, like I appreciated his demeanor. He was always like asking me, hey, are you cool with this? You cool with that? Mm-hmm. Like, I just felt safe.
Now, it didn't start out just with fucking you. It probably started out with a little head, didn't it?
Probably. I mean, again, we dated probably for about 5 months or so.
Right.
So. And then I decided at one point, I'm like, okay, this is the one that I'm going to just get over
fuck.
With. Yeah.
So. But was it just a straight fucking, or was it like the whole, you know, everything? Like the court, you know, the eating, you know, the oral, we'll call it the oral.
Now we having dinner.
The oral.
Yeah.
I mean, did you oral, and then, you know, from there transition into a little, you know. Doggy, I mean, and then maybe into a little House on the Prairie missionary Willie. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Maybe a lazy dog with a ride out.
This was quite some time ago, so I don't remember.
Oh, bullshit.
I just remember the actual act.
The first plot time.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I didn't. I don't. I just remember the first, because I was so fucking hyper focused on the thing that was about to go down that I like couldn't relax.
Were you on your back and you just spread? Anna, why do you have to have this private life and we have to be a?
Because she knows she was tied up with ropes hanging from the ceiling,
with a ball gag in the deal.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the apple in my mouth.
Did like you have an apple in your mouth?
A green or red?
It was red, obviously.
Oh, okay.
Granny Smith.
I hate Granny Smith. Apples are disgusting.
Right, well, listen. So how did it go? I mean, did you guys like go out to dinner and then you guys, it was romantic and it was in bed, or was it a quickie across the couch? Like, I want some details.
No,
here.
It was in a bed, and I think that if I remember correctly, like I was going out with some friends that night, and I was like, I'm done hanging out with them. Like, come get me or come hang out with us. And he picked me up on a motorcycle, so that was kind of cool.
Ooh, bad girl.
Yeah, bad girl.
So you know,
and then I was like, "Oh, I can't get on that." I was like, "I don't have a helmet," and he's like, "I got an extra helmet."
Yeah.
So
I got an extra helmet. Yeah, it's purple.
Yeah, purple headed.
The implant thing. It's purple and veiny, and it's going to be in your vag in about 4.7 minutes. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's downplay what really happened. Now, did you use protection first time? Probably
yes, Bubba. What do you think is going on here? You think I'm just going to have unprotected sex my first time?
Yeah, we all do.
I've been responsible my whole fucking life. You think I'm just going to throw
this.
It out?
Just watch this. And you know what? God damn it, you motherfuckers better be 100% honest. Blitz, when you first fucked, did you wear a rubber?
Sure did.
Your first time?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I didn't. How about you, Lummy?
Sure didn't.
Exactly.
Oh, I like didn't wish I did, but like
Rhett,
I was scared of getting pregnant or getting a disease or something.
Yeah,
Rhett, did you rubber up on the first one?
No.
Yeah,
there was nothing to rubber up. I came too fast. As soon as I put it in, I was fucking done. I mean, if I would have put a condom on, I would have came on that friction.
Right.
So he puts the condom on, and did it last like for a very long time? Did he orgasm?
Did he roll it down himself?
Who put the condom
on? Oh, that's a good point, Blitz.
I think he put it on.
Was it a Magnum or was it a skinny?
I don't know. It was
in Australia. They have different condoms there.
Yeah.
Was it all natural?
Kangaroo skin.
Was it natural lamb skin?
It was lamb skin, yes. Yeah. It was kangaroo skin, actually.
Yeah.
Marsupials.
From the pouch?
Yes.
And how long did it last? I mean, was it a...
There was a lot of stopping on my part.
Because of hurting?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So...
Boy, I bet you that was some tight pussy.
Okay, thank you.
Man, I mean, I'm not really trying to be, I mean, I'm sorry. Like, I still
wish we could use that drop.
An HR violation. But Anna, I mean, are we friends? Are we sister girls?
Yeah, we're fucking friends.
So may I be inappropriate?
Oh, please.
Okay. I bet your pussy was just fucking like a goddamn fucking boa constrictor.
Yeah, but sometimes, Bubba, that's not great.
Oh, no, it's bad. Sometimes, I mean, even a pencil dick like me can't even get in something that tight. But, I mean, you think Blitz is wallering out now. Blitz couldn't even have gotten the tip in back then.
Yeah.
Poor little thing. Poor little pussy.
Yeah.
Poor little kitty.
Now, Anna, let me ask you about that little kitty. After a lot of times when a girl first gets it, she really likes it. And she wants to do it more.
I have yet to meet a woman who loved their first time having sex. It's fucking horrible.
I don't like you. You almost never hear that.
I know,
it's
but,
fucking
so what I'm
horrible.
Saying,
you're freaked the fuck out that you're doing everything wrong. You're tense and you're tight because you've never had anything, so it hurts twice as much.
Tense and tight.
And I'm just like, this is what people want. This is horrible. And I didn't have sex for another like 3 years.
Really?
Yes.
Then who broke? Then like, who was the first dude to get it on the reg?
I mean, pretty much like
REG, not RAG.
No, like, get it on the regular. Like,
okay.
Who was the first guy to get it on the regular? Regular.
Probably my first boyfriend.
And how often? I mean, like, would you guys do it as much as you and Blitz?
The guy with the tits. No.
Oh, the guy with the minivan that he banged in the back.
Yeah, with the wood panels.
Do you and Blitz do it the most? Like, is this the most you've ever
done? Absolutely.
Is it because he's such a fucking predator and he just takes it?
Yeah.
Right. And I think deep down you want an alpha male to take it.
Of course, most women do.
Yeah, right.
Even though they might lie about it, but.
saying, yeah, I don't want to be taken, but really I want to be taken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's not PC to say, but they right. want it.
You right. just don't let them talk back.
Right.
That way you can't tell they're saying no.
that's where the ball gag comes into.
Right.
Right, with the apple.
Or the towel.
Yeah, mm-hmm. little piggy.
Well, Anna, I think this might be one of the more, one of your
intimate,
more
loose, yeah.
radio.
Get to know Anna.
Hold on, one of your more.
Because I'm a filthy nasty.
One of your more radio looser moments, I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
Sorry, I ran wild there.
You ready to go get handcuffed?
Yeah.
We're gonna just leave, like at home.
We're going to leave it just like that. But just like, finally, I get to do stuff at home for work.
Right.
Anna, thank you for being a good sport.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Lummy.
Yes, Bubba? Thank you.
You ready to go, brother?
Oh, yeah.